أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد آتينا بني إسرائيل الكتاب والحكم والنبوة ورزقناهم من الطيبات وفضلناهم على العالمين صدق الله المولانا العظيم. In the previous ayat, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala explained about His great qudrat, in which are His ni'mats also. And all that, the greatest qudrat and ni'mat is to recognize Allah ta'ala, His greatness, His qudrat, His existence, that He alone is doing everything, and thereby that we become subservient and submissive and totally submit to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Also Allah ta'ala referred to the resurrection on the day of Qiyamah, accountability, where we will have to account for all that we had done. That was also to encourage us to submit to Allah Ta'ala and to become obedient to Him. Now historically Allah Ta'ala shows this point with regard to the Bani Israel also. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحُكْمَ وَالنُّبُوَةَ. اور ہم نے دی ہے بنی اسرائیل کو کتاب اور حکومت اور پیغمبری. We had given بنی اسرائیل the kitab, Torah, and many other kitab, Zabur, etc. And also we gave them government, and we made many Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam in the Bani Israel. In that time Allah had blessed them very greatly as far as matters of deen are concerned, as far as matters of dunya is concerned. So much so, وَرَزَقْنَاهُ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ اور کھانے کو دی سوتری چیزیں. And we gave them pure things to eat, manna and salwa, which Allah had sent from Jannat, and all other great ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, which were good and healthy, Allah had granted to them, but because of their wrongdoing and sinning, certain things which were good, Allah had, as a punishment, made haram upon them. But in short, وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ اور بزرگی دی ان کو جہاں پر. We gave them great preference and position over the people of the world of their time. So all this was so that they submit to Allah Ta'ala and that they become obedient to Allah Ta'ala. وَآتِنَاهُمْ بَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْرِ اور دی ان کو کھلی باتیں دین کی. And we gave them clear signs of deen. To Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, we gave him a great miracle which they saw with their eyes. The snake turning into a rod, back into a snake, etc. His hands putting it under his armpits and coming out bright and shining. All these were great things which Allah had blessed the Bani Israel. But instead of submitting to Allah after all these ni'mats, فَمَخْتَلَفُوا إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاهُمُ الْعِلْمِ پھر پھوٹ جو ڈالی تو سمجھ آ چکے پیچھے آپس کی زد سے. Then they got divided and they did not remain united. To remain united on the truth and righteousness, that is required. To become united on evil, that is causing more harm to. But however, they had become divided, after that the truth and the knowledge had come to them. Knowledge is in order to observe the commandments of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It is not that we start fighting with one another, argue, use this academic point and that ilmi nukta, and we have dispute and fight with one another. Ilm is in order to know the fadail and the virtues of amal and to practice upon them, not to look for loopholes, that this is after all only a nafil, this is only a sunnat and we don't do it. No, ilm has got an object, that we are convinced of our aqidah, of our beliefs, and that we do not argue and dispute amongst ourselves, and that we endeavor and we move forward in order to acquire the great ni'mats of the akhirat. Inna rabbaka yaqdi baynahum yawm al-qiyamah fima kanu fihi yakhtalifun. Tera Rabb chukti karega unke qiyamat ke din jis baat mein wo jhagarte the. Allah Ta'ala will make a decision between them on the day of Qiyamah on all the things that they were disputing. Yeah, because of pride, nobody is prepared to accept, I'm wrong, I erred, I made a mistake. But on Qiyamah's day, Allah Ta'ala Himself will make all the clear decisions between people, and people will see for themselves in which direction they had gone. ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاكَ عَلَى شَرِيعَةٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْرِ. This was with regard to the Bani Israel. Now Allah Ta'ala says, O Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, phir tujhko rakha hai humne ek raste par us kaam ke. We put you on a certain path, the path of Shariat, with regard to this matter of preparing for Akhirat and to be prepared to answer to Allah Ta'ala. Shariat, the religion, commandments of religion, divine law. In order to understand that very briefly, every human being is such that he has got great needs. He has got needs also, wants also, desires also, preferences also. And none of this he can satisfy himself. We need electricity. We need the whole electricity department to supply electricity. We need water, running water. We need the whole water department to supply water. We need shelter, a house. We need construction companies. They need how many other people in order to do their construction. We need food, we need water, we need all clothes, all these things. We are interdependent upon not only the community but upon the whole world. The whole world has become a global society, and we are in need of things from throughout the world, and we are all interdependent. And man's nature is such that he gives preference to his own things and to his own wants. He overlooks the needs and wants of other people. We find commonly while traveling also driving, we will jump the queue and we will try and get in front wherever we can. At dangerous places we will overtake also just to be in front. We want our things to be done. When standing in a queue also, we'll even bribe in order to jump the queue and to get our work done quickly. So this is man's nature. So man himself could not make laws for himself to govern him and to guide him. Therefore we need a divine guidance and divine law. And that is what Allah Ta'ala is saying, what Shariat is. The law of Allah, which is based on love and kindness, which is based on justice and fairness. ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاكَ عَلَى شَرِيعَةٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْرِ. We have made you, we put you on a cause of Shariat. Follow that cause. فَاتَّبِعْهَا. So, to usi par chal. وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Or natural chaon par nadano ke. And do not follow on the desires and wishes and whims and fancies of those people who have got no knowledge. All the laws of this world which are made also to govern us, like we can understand the traffic laws, if there were no traffic laws, or if nobody observed them, what chaos there will be on the road. All other laws also. But in any case, man has made laws which are so stupid and so totally wrong, like permitting man to marry man, to permitting woman to marry woman, to gay marriages, and permitting homosexuality, all the worst and most haram things they are permitting. So Allah says, don't follow in their path. The only real path is the path of Khilafat, and that is the path of following the commandments of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. إِنَّهُمْ لَيُغْنُوا عَنْكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا وَكَامْ نَعَوِنْگِ تِرِ اللَّهِ كِ سَامْنِ كُجْ. They will not help you in the least but by Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Mankind has got no power, they got no say over themselves. Nobody has got say over the blinking of an eye. If Allah sends more, then a person won't be able to blink an eye. When we haven't got say over our own matters, where have we got say over other people's matters? It is only Allah who has got say over everything. So don't worry about these people. They are not going to help you, do any harm to you, save you by Allah Ta'ala. وَإِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضُ. Or be insaf ek dusre ke rafiq hai. And all these wrongdoers, they are friends of one another. They have united on evil and the most destructive laws they have united on, harming the poor and helpless people and making the rich richer and making those people who are like monsters, making them more evil also. Wallahu waliyul muttaqeen. Allah rafiqe darwaluka. And Allah alone is the friend of those who fear Him and observe His commandments. So we should endeavor and strive to observe the path in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And we should not follow the ways of the non-believers. Then Allah beautifully towards the end of the subject says, "Hada basairu linnas." Ye sooch ki baatein hai logo ke waaste. These are talks of great wisdom and talks which have got great depth in them. In depth, far-reaching effects these talks have got. And they are hidayat for mankind. And they are mercy. And all this is for those people who have إيقان, who have yaqeen on Allah Ta'ala. أَمْ حَسِبَ الَّذِينَ اجْتَرَحُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ أَنْ نَجْعَلَهُمْ كَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. کیا خیال رکھتے ہیں جنہوں نے کمائی ہے برائیاں کہ ہم کر دیں گے ان کو برابر ان کے جو یقین لائے اور کیے بھلے کام. What do those people who have committed evil and earned all wrong and all oppression, do they think that we will make them equal to the people who brought iman and do righteous deeds? This refers to certain kuffar in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Makkah Sharif, who said that there is no akhirat, and if there is, we are going to be in the better position. Our religion is more better. When they are doing all the harm, all the wrong, kufr, shirk, and all evil actions, and they say they are better, so Allah says, can the right and the wrong be ever equal? Can day and night be the same? And further, sawaam mahyahum wa mamatuhum, kya sa unka jina aur mar ek sa, unka jina aur marna, what they're living and dying, can that be the same? Can a dead and living person be the same? Can black and white be the same? Can zulam and justice be the same? Never. Allah says that is very evil what they are saying. Sa'ama yahkumun. Bure daave hai jo karte hai. Very wrong and harmful claims they are making. So in this ayat, Allah has taught us of His great favors and historically how He had bestowed them on the Bani Israel, but they did not appreciate. So now we have been given that Sharia, the most perfect path. The correct thing is to appreciate, become obedient to Allah, submissive to Allah, and totally submit to Him. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.